Hare Krishna. Surrender is not just about helplessness, but also about readiness. Often, the example of Draupadi with both her hands upraised, she is considered to be the emblem of surrender. And yes, that is a very important emblem of surrender. But at the same time, we shouldn't think that surrender is only about helplessness. Helpless deference to the will of the Lord, that is an important characteristic of surrender, but that's not the only characteristic of surrender. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna urges Arjuna to surrender in 18.66. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mam shuchaha. Krishna tells Arjuna, give up all varieties of religion and surrender it to me. And Arjuna tells Krishna that karishye vachanam tava. In 18.73 he says, yes, I will do your will. And the Bhagavad Gita concludes 18.78 with yatra yogeshwara krishna yatra partho dhanurdhara yatra shreer vijayo bhute dhruvani tirma tirma ma yatra partho dhanurdhara. Where there is partha, where there is Arjuna, dhanurdhara, who has raised his bow. So the Bhagavad Gita concludes with Arjuna saying that I surrender. But after surrendering, what is Arjuna doing? Arjuna is not raising his hands in helplessness, but rather he is raising his bow in readiness. So, in different situations, surrender can be expressed and needs to be expressed in different ways. So for Draupadi, who was in a situation where she was rendered powerless in front of the atrocities being imposed by depraved men, she expresses surrender by raising her hands in helplessness. Arjuna was a warrior. And in fact, if you see, he was reduced to helplessness at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, when he just put aside his bow in dejection and sat down on the chariot. He says in 1.46. And yet in 1878, he has picked up his bow and he's ready to fight. That means that surrender essentially means submitting to the will of the Lord. But submitting to the will of the Lord can have two aspects. That whatever the Lord wants, we accept. But it can also mean whatever the Lord wants, we do that. So, surrender is also not just helplessness in terms of not being able to change situations and therefore accepting the inevitable, but also is readiness to do our part in executing the Lord's will. So, one mode is what is happening, I accept. But what the Lord wants to happen, I take up the responsibility for that. And that is also surrender. So, in this way, by recognizing the different modalities of surrender, we can move onwards towards Krishna and we can eventually attain Krishna. So, for most of us, sometimes we may be put in life in situations where we become utterly helpless and we have total dependent on the Lord. But most of the other times in our lives, we express our surrender by committed action, by being ready to do the activities of devotional service and by being ready to redefine our whole life as an act of service to Krishna. And in that way, we can move steadily onwards towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.